Gavin?
Hello.
There you are.
It sounds like this...
Sean? No, that's not how that works.
This is me?
Well, I know, but I've got to be... I'm Griff for Dan.
Is Dan.
Griff. Wow.
Thank you, Griff.
Like, you know, like he's Trump's political advisor or something like that. How big is the ballot endorsement?
Yikes.
Huge.
Huge. Yikes. That is that's a big endorsement right there. All right, yeah. Sean. Do what you gotta do.
Our bathroom smells like fertilizer.
What's that mean?
It's about to blow.
No, it smells so horrible in there.
Oh, horrible. It smells so horrible.
Oh. Well, somebody usually cleans that once a month, don't they? I'm sure all that kind of stuff is not going to happen.
It's actually daily,
Ellen's.
But I'm glad you think it's once a month. Yeah.
That's the way the blue line smells this morning.
I'm glad you think it's once a month.
The blue line's atrocious. Yikes. When it gets really cold, because it's, I think, like, the bums can just ride it all day long, you know, and...
Oh my god.
Gotta try to stay warm.
The only place I've literally seen shit and piss in the public transportation system.
Blue line.
I guess I'm lucky. Yeah, maybe that's even more common. But literally seen it in person.
So, no other better place to introduce who we are than we are the Worldwide IT Guys. I'm Dion.
I'm Gavin.
Sean.
John. Dan.
Oh, a special guest star. I'm going to try to limit the amount of edits that happen this week.
Since you have to do them?
Because I know Steve has a long week ahead of him, so yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anyways, since I figured this podcast might be Trump heavy, I figure let's just dive in. Let's handle what we need to handle. Talk about what we want to talk about with Trump. And then see what else happens, because we did have a lot of transformation stuff.
We did have some
pretty
good transformation stories.
Why don't you start with the transformation stuff? Because
really?
We always say we're going to get to it, and we never get to
it.
Oh
my god!
Technically, that's what this podcast.
I guess we'll start with that.
Supposed to be
about. Just know that Trump's on the agenda.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'll bring up transformation.
You start
with my laptop.
Where,
yeah.
What happened yesterday?
So I have a couple things with my laptop.
Yeah.
It's broken. Yes.
our boss is now saying, why is Dion making you be a guinea pig in this whole process?
What are you insisting he do, Dion?
I told... So,
John...
Broke his screen.
Yeah.
He closed his laptop, he cracked his screen,
yes.
And I said...
Totally irresponsible.
I said, here, take my laptop, clone your stuff to this, it'll work fine.
Which it does. So I'm working.
He is in a good state to continue to work meantime. And then I said... While we're trying to figure out how this should work, why don't you just open a ticket and follow the pattern that we're supposed to follow?
And see how long this takes.
You open a ticket with IBM and say, my laptop's broken, I need a new one. And let's see how this goes.
Instead of just, what we usually do is, okay, email someone in New York, say I'm sending you a laptop that needs to have a new screen, you know, put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And send it back. But my first problem was when I logged into the new ticketing system, I logged in no problem, and it, you know, it came out with my profile, and it shows my, you know, phone number and name and email address, but my location, it said unknown.
JWT, unknown.
Or company, unknown.
And you had no place to put.
So I did
anything.
A couple searches. I used the box that was provided to do a couple searches. Nothing came up. The only thing that came up for me was unknown.
Unknown.
Okay.
So
does that affect how you get support since you're in
we'll
an
find
unknown
out.
Location?
I got directly
I think
sent
it's
to
obvious
India
at this point.
So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. So my laptop...
opened up a ticket.
Opened a ticket, and I got sent to India for a cracked laptop screen, and...
Well, what did the guy say?
I haven't got any response yet.
We're 4 hours into a response.
Yeah. We're 4 hours into transformation, and we'll see how long it takes for to get a response upon my laptop.
So the other piece of support that happened this week was the fact that the office located in the Midwest lost complete network connectivity. It lost phone, local area network, and Wi-Fi for about 4 hours. And I got calls from three different IBM people, technically six different IBM people, located in India, New York, everywhere, saying, we don't know who to contact in Chicago. It looks like you're the guy we should talk to in Chicago. And I basically said, I'm not the local help desk guy. I'm not a network guy. I don't know Cisco switches. Yeah. I don't know computers. I don't know anything. Yes, it is confusing because you see me as the top escalation point for certain things. And when it comes to Chicago, you have nothing listed, so it defaults to me. Okay, fine. So I tried to assist. I gave them updates as needed. And the network team just kept escalating and calling me to find out what was going on. IBM asked me what the status of the ticket was. CMT asked me what the status of the ticket was. The New York network team asked me what the status of the ticket was. And I was the guy who reported the ticket. I said, hey, network's down. Can you guys help us? And they're all like, so what's the status of your network?
It's like Die Hard or Hello? Something. We're just the one guy in the building.
You know, I'm the only guy in the building with no fucking shoes. I'm running through fucking glass. And they're all asking me, dude, are you okay? How are your feet?
Christ,
and I'm
pal,
like, they're fucking bleeding, okay?
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, long story short, it came back to a port in the room that I work in.
Who figured that out?
We resolved it, but...
Did they figure that out, or did you figure that out?
I mean, after I kept telling them it's not this and this and this and this and this, they figured out, oh, it's got to be okay. And CMT finally did a port scan. They figured out what was causing the problem. They shut down the ports. It was resolved, and we were fine. But, you know, like 4 or 5 hours later, I'm 32 emails deep. I'm 12 voicemails in on what's the status? What's going on with your network? What are you doing? And I'm like, I am in no way the escalation point for this problem. I am the person who asked you to fix this. Don't ask me if it's been resolved and how you resolved it, okay? And I consistently got that for about 4 hours.
But my favorite part of the whole story was yesterday they said, so how many people are affected by this outage? And we said, well, our office is only probably about 10 people. So only 10 people being affected by outages doesn't make it a critical issue.
Yeah.
So and we're trying to explain to them, 10 people is our entire office. We have one client here in this office that 10 people take care of, so that client is affected. So
yeah, I kept trying to frame it like, listen, okay, yes, you may have less than 10 people listed as who is impacted by this, which makes it like who gives a shit. But to us, it's a probably like less than 25, but equals an entire office. So this means a big deal. And like the Indian IBMers basically were like, really? So the tier one escalation points were like, oh, so less than 10 people are affected by this? And I'm like, maybe? Let's just say less than 25, yes, but an entire office, absolutely. And they're like,
you know, we've crunched.
Why are you wasting my time?
Yeah.
They did not understand.
We've crunched the numbers, and it's cheaper for you guys to just collect the paycheck and not do anything.
Yes.
Than for us to look into this. And so if you could just stay in the office.
If you could just
sit tight.
Could you just use your mobile device and go home? Because that would be better.
So we're detecting a Boingo hotspot in your office. Can you guys all just join that Boingo hotspot, please?
Well, I tell you what. This is what you do. One of you buys a coffee every 4 hours. You take turns, okay? Hold on to your receipts.
Go to Starbucks. You're fine. You're fine.
I'm going to let you download a tethering app.
We're going to de-escalate this to level 2.
You're all getting gift cards, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that's been amazing about the transformation is how ubiquitous the phrase, you got to open up a ticket, or just the way they talk about tickets is hilarious, you know? Like, it's almost just this thing that you just say and you don't put any thought into whether it's a solution or not. You just, you know, just be assured there's a ticket open. You know? Like we had a few weeks ago, I don't think we talked about this on the podcast. We had a total mail outage where like the middleman piece wasn't syncing any changes to our email system. And we called the one lady that was, you know, you were out, Deanne, so we're like, oh, well, you know, she's our best contact. And we're just like, yeah, so, like, what's the status of this? She's like, oh, well, you know, there's a ticket open. Like, well, mail's down, right? Well, yeah. You know, I mean, you know.
We opened the ticket.
I think tickets open. Said we could open up another ticket. Yeah, that's
right. Do you need, wait. Do you need a second ticket? We'll open a second ticket.
I think that'll help, sure.
I mean.
If you want me to actually work on this ticket, you're going to need to open up another ticket.
How many people are in your office?
Yeah, let's start there. That would be a good one. What's the scope of this? It's our corporate email.
Well, okay.
15,000 people. Okay, what are we talking about?
Like, can't send, can't receive. You know?
Do you have one or two tickets open? Let's just start.
That's
there.
A
one,
job right there.
Two ticket, three ticket. Are you three tickets deep? Let me know.
We don't do anything until we get four tickets. Okay, so we don't even budge.
Get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a serious issue.
Oh my God, that's what happens when I'm out. Jesus. Okay. No vacation for me.
It was always fun.
Yeah, it happens. So anyway,
I'm going to make my bosses open up tickets for me to do my timesheets.
Yes.
I need you to do your timesheets. I'm going to need to see a ticket. Each week you want me to complete, I need a ticket.
We're into 2016, so we're going to need you to open a ticket. But yeah, so that was our transformation story for the week.
Any other stories this week?
What's up? A work story?
Transformation?
I don't know.
I can't think of any.
I mean, without...
You know what? One thing that's sort of weird to me is... And this is just general IT talk. Is like when you start integrating with other companies, like I'm working on this one integration point... You know, you have to email them, like, credentials, but, yes. You know, you're technically not...
I was going
to
bring that up, yeah.
You're not really supposed to, you know, just put that in an email. So, you know, you have to use, like, you know, like they have, you know, PGP keys, pretty good privacy. But it's always just somebody's personal key, which is, I don't know why, that's just so weird to me. That, like, there's no corporate solution for any of this stuff. It's usually just a developer. Mine is called, like, Huey Lewis and the News.
No, don't say that. You just given your...
Well, that's not my code. That's
privacy
the file.
Credential
that's, no, that's, my, that's the file.
Just give,
not,
away,
no,
you just give away our...
dude.
Yeah.
Chill, man.
Yeah. You're going to be able to figure out your privacy.
The password is actually Huey Lewis and the News are the greatest band of all time.
So they came out today. I saw on the news this morning the worst passwords of 2015.
Yes. Oh, I saw that. I love looking at these lists.
Oh, I love
but
this.
But, of course, it's like password and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then anything Star Wars.
Yeah, but is it like every year just the word pussy is 7? Like, of the words are hilarious. Just that's on the dude's mind.
Sean, we're gonna lose listeners the more you use the word pussy.
I don't think I've used... You're the one who came up with the business dirty pussy last week.
So dirty pussy lost us like at least 3 listeners last week.
Oh, by the way,
my
wife... I told my wife that. I'm like, you believe how he says? She goes, I actually think that's a pretty good name.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to talk about coffee digested through a cat that's pooped, and then you drink it, and it's amazing, dirtypussycoffee.com is amazing, okay? So for all of you who don't understand and have dropped us as listeners...
Gavin, can you find the top 7 passwords?
No, I got it. I got it.
You got it? Yeah, I think these lists are always hilarious.
But speaking of passwords, this week I had to... do some sign up. I signed into this religious education for my son, mm-hmm. and it asked you to create a username and password. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I should really mess with the Catholic Church and do like I love boys or something like that.
Yikes.
Well, but I did not do that. I said I love Jesus. And,
like where your head's at.
But
that's good.
I love Jesus.
I wonder if like on Catholic websites they're like, make your password strong. Do not use Jesus. Do not use like don't use all the things that a Christian would use. You know. Like,
yeah, but
do not use Lord.
Number one terrible password from 2015 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number two is obviously password. Number three is
so these
one
are the
through 8.
But these are the same passwords.
Skip to
every
some
year.
Of the funny ones. Usually there's like funny words that are just randomly in the top 20.
Dragon, master, monkey,
really?
Let me in, princess, solo, and Star Wars.
So here's the thing I took away from the passwords of 2015 were the increase in sports passwords, meaning football, baseball, whatever. Those are like huge ones. The only other upticks were Star Wars and Solo, which were interesting. They were new to the list of top 10. Otherwise, you basically fall into the same freaking passwords of 123456, password, password with a zero.
These are the worst passwords of all time, supposedly, as judged by brute force attacks.
Password, this, numbers, QWERTY, football, 1234.
Listen to
this. QWERTY? I didn't understand.
Pussy is number five all time.
Oh, okay.
Dragon. Yeah. It is weird. Dragon is so. I never
Dragon.
Noticed. Dragon is seven all time. Mm-hmm. 69 is number nine.
Dude.
It's just like there. Some of them are so high school. It's hilarious to me.
Monkey,
fuck me is 20.
Let me in.
69
Princess.
Is number nine.
Yeah, princess.
But yeah. Fuck is 28th most popular password of all time.
So I actually did,
Batman 31.
According to security people, the upticks in sports passwords and Star Wars were the two big things to take away from 2015 in passwords. Star Wars, Solo, football, baseball. Those are basically the four passwords that came in that were like new. They were new. They were a little different. And password with a zero.
Blowjob is number 85. Yeah. I think at random points throughout the podcast, I'm just going to yell these out where they place all the time.
You're like,
blowjob is 85.
Yeah.
Like Tourette's. Here you go.
But fuck.
So I did a, you know,
Shitcock balls. Our login, number five.
Shitcock balls.
Strength tester for our login. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I made one of those for another company.
I know you made one for us.
Right.
Thank
and
you.
I made one of those for another company.
Yes.
And we did have to do like the top 500 or top 100 passwords.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a bad password check. So it was like I was checking in code. That
I'm sorry, Jennifer. You can't use blowjob.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually the 85th most popular password of all time. And
so,
that would make our site totally hackable.
So it was like the George Carlin of bad words array that I had in this JavaScript.
Our error message basically says, we know you're a slut, but blowjob can't be your password.
Slayer is in there. Do you like Slayer, Dan?
Slayer?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a band you like. They're probably
yet.
A little too
hard. It is.
That's a little too hard. That might be a Gavin band.
It is. I am seeing AC/DC on the 17th of February, by the way. So,
in Terre Haute?
In Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Anyways, our password rules are pretty standard. We don't really check for blowjob or Star Wars terms.
OU812, which I guess is a Van Halen album, is 423rd most popular password of all time.
Did we talk about last week how we were going to make the questions really compromising?
We did want to talk about this.
Yeah.
We thought that the challenge questions for if you forgot your password.
Yeah, we did talk about this last week.
You should tell us blank.
Well, we were going to say things like, you know, like the drop down would be questions like, what do you think the largest object you could fit up your asshole is? And then you just freeform text enter, you know.
Right. Freeform text. We're not going to no drop down.
We're not going to judge.
Well, the questions are drop down, so you have to pick through one of seven unique questions
or other.
But you can answer however you wish.
Biggest
you know,
thing up
you
your know. Ass in your mouth,
all right.
Or any other orifice. Answer X, Y, Z. Go ahead. Go.
Five listeners, go.
Well, but it came from like a rational space where we were saying our listeners, what's going to happen is someday they're going to log in to do something very important. Our users only log into our systems to do something very important and then get out, and they don't like actively maintain their account. And one day they're going to log in and there's just going to be this thing, oh, by the way, you never answered a security question. You absolutely have to do it right now. They're going to put something in and they're never going to remember it again.
Right.
And they're not going to be able to self reset because they're not going to be able to remember their questions and
they're
answers.
So you're absolutely right. We're going to ask them three questions. They're going to have to answer those three questions and then we'll let them reset their password. The questions can be anything, and we thought it'd be hilarious to make it like something so ridiculous that they'll never forget what they answered for it.
Who do you think in your life might murder you? That'd be a good one.
Which child is your least favorite?
Would you rate yourself as a better or worse parent than your parents?
That could be an easy one for some
people. Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah.
You wouldn't forget the answer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's next?
I don't know. What else did we say we wanted to talk about? We want to talk about Trump.
We got to talk about politics a little bit.
We need at least 10 minutes on Trump, is my thought, because he has been the focal point of the U.S. political...
debacle?
Conversation. I was going to say conversation.
Carnival.
For a very long time.
Clusterfuck.
And yesterday, two people came together, and the funniest headline I've ever seen is, I'm with stupid.
Oh, from the, was that New York Daily?
Totally. New York Daily basically showed Trump being endorsed by Palin, and the headline was, I'm with stupid. And... we as Americans should just, like, basically go, we're sorry, rest of the world, that you are seeing
this. It's amazing. Like, go ahead, Jim.
I'm sure you're going to say the same thing, but I think it's amazing how other countries are already trying to ban Trump from going into their country. I mean, UK is already debating to ban him, but we talked about it, like, other people that have been banned from... the UK. Have you seen that list? It's
like they're like terrorists, like far right wing.
512,000 people said they don't want Donald Trump to enter the UK.
Imagine if he wins.
So therefore,
I'm going to need you to come here.
But I think it's an amazing.
They're going to have to go to Ireland, like a neutral country to debate.
I think it's an amazing feat that the UK will say, okay, if you get 100,000 people to agree that we need to at least address this in Parliament, we will bring it up in court. We will address it.
Oh, is that why some of them should? It's like, I was like, why the fuck is Chris Brown banned?
Chris Brown, exactly. he's a
So I realize he's a domestic abuser and a terrible person, but I'm like, why would he be on this list of terrorists? And I didn't realize it's because he's famous, so they put the petition
up
there.
So in the UK, if 100,000 people say you guys need to talk about this guy, whatever it is, whatever we say, 100,000 people say you guys need to talk about, you need to talk about it. They have to bring it up in Parliament, discuss it, and then make a judgment. So 100,000 people said Chris Brown
Mike
beat
Tyson's
Rihanna.
Yeah. So what
Mike
happens?
Mike Tyson.
Is,
these are 100,000 people basically said yes. You guys need to discuss this topic and make a judgment.
So what happens now is if Trump gets elected, he elects Mike Tyson as his head of security.
Oh my God. Neither of them will be able to go in the UK ever.
I mean, Mike Tyson, head of security for the President of the United States. He's on the cabinet.
Sure. I don't carry a gun, just my fists.
Just my fists and my tattoos on my neck.
Let's be clear. The UK basically voted to say, and I will generalize, he's a buffoon. We won't ban him from the UK. We will just ridicule him and make him look like a clown. That was their overall intention of what the Parliament of the UK said about Donald Trump.
If that was my legislature, though, I'd be pretty embarrassed that they were wasting their time on something like that. I mean, it's funny, but like in reality, what an utter waste of time.
But 512,000 people said, you guys need to talk about this because we think it's important.
That is the dumbest rule I've ever heard of, and that's why I hate direct democracy.
But
I know this, fuck you.
The United Kingdom basically says if 100,000 people agree that we need to talk about something, we'll at least spend 5 minutes on it.
Democracy is what got us.
That's not a bad.
It's a terrible idea.
No, that's not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a dumb idea in today's hyper-connected age, I feel, because it's so easy. I mean, look at the NHL All-Star Game just as like a sort of minor example.
Let's exclude the freaking United States of we'refuckingcrazy.com, okay?
Yeah, but everybody.
That's all we are right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with democracy.
You know what, Congress? I need you guys to talk about how fat Kim Kardashian's ass is, and 100,000 people agree with me. So let's talk about that for 5 minutes.
That's human nature. I don't think that's like the United States in particular.
No, but in the UK, they basically say 100,000 people agree you should not let this person in because we do not like him, and you guys need to vote on it. And they do.
It's more than not liking him. It's more he's a very racist person. Because the majority of the population in London and in UK is Muslim.
High population of Muslim people.
Yes, exactly. So.
And as soon as he says Muslims should not be allowed in a country, those people said 100,000 people times five, 512,000 people basically said, you guys need to vote on this because we take up a good part of your country and you should talk about it.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth Donald Trump. I'm quitting this podcast. That's it. That's it. I'm out.
Anyway, another funny thing about this whole Sarah Palin thing was the day after she endorsed Donald Trump, you know, he's bad-mouthing everyone for being abusive towards women and whatever. Sarah Palin's son...
Yep. What did he do to a woman?
Gets busted for abusing...
Oh, God, really?
A girl...
Without a gun...
With a gun, threatening her,
almost beat her.
Whoa,
yes.
That's awesome.
So
her the headline, family. By the way, the headline that says that
I'm with stupid.
The bottom of the article basically shows so and so Palin's
son arrested for abuse and threatening with gun.
Well, is this the one who started a fight at Todd Palin's 50th birthday party that like literally the entire family got involved in?
Yeah, most likely.
Maybe because she's been trying. I guess she's now. Suggesting that he has, I don't know if he was the one who fought in Iraq, that he has a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, maybe, but the fact that he is taking his gun
or rifle
and then abusing his
PTSD.
Yeah.
And my family are all assholes.
Yeah.
And his dad's an asshole, so forgive him, all right?
God, I hate my mom.
I just wonder, like, you know, this is such a digital age, you don't know how many of the videos are survived, but I just wonder what this will look like in, like, 50 years. You know how, like, we look back on ancient presidential, not ancient, we look back on past presidential candidates and they show, like, the debates and all that. And it's like genius. Remember, like McKinley, he they had a debate, and it was like they're talking about the gold standard, and he's like, "I will not be crucified to a cross of gold," and like that was the plan.
Yes.
They're gonna see these videos of today's, and it's like she's like, and you know, he's stepping on my neck, and I'm like, "Chill, baby," and you're like, and he's doing thumbs up in the background, and Ted Cruz just released a video where the guy from. Duck Hunt or whatever, Duck Dynasty, he's hunting with them and like they're in camouflage and
Idiocracy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this week...
We look like morons.
Have you seen that Trump campaign video where they had the little girls out doing a song and singing for Trump?
Oh,
and,
Freedom God, Singers or whatever
that
it was.
That was painful amazing. To watch. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Did you see the post I put where it was basically like, so if you say what's on your mind, it's amusing, but when Donald Trump gets praised for saying what's on his mind, it's great. But every time you're drunk and you say what's on your mind, it's not an intelligent thought. So basically it's like, are you drunk or are you Trump?
I will say this for Trump. He could run the country drunk, and I don't think it'd be different than if he ran it sober. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I think he'd be as equally impulsive.
Yeah. Slightly more internment camps, but that's just about it.
I wonder how often like he'd like just want to declare... Like, how often, like, the chief of staff or whoever... Like, who's the military command? Like, the joint command...
Joint chief of staff.
Petraeus joint chief of whatever, staff, yeah, like, yeah. Would just be like, oh, okay, can we sleep on it? Yeah. President Trump, like...
Every night...
Well, the other day he had Trump a press conference. He's somebody. Like, I would bomb right. them. I would bomb them sleep. Now. I would not stop bombing them. Bomb, baby, bomb.
Bomb, baby, bomb. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of like... the Bush, we're going to bomb them back to the Stone Age, if you remember that phrase from the... maybe we're getting a little too political, I don't know.
Wait, who posted the video on our communications channel about we have to know, or what is it?
Oh, I did. That one's hilarious. What's going on?
What's going on? We have to know what's going on. We
did
need to know what's going on.
Did anyone see that mashup? I guess look at all his press conferences and speeches. He goes, I mean, what's going on with China? Like, what's going on here? And it's just a mashup of people going, I need to know what's going on. I called the president and I tried to ask what's going on. And I don't think the president knows what's going on.
It's a 3-minute video of Trump just saying, we need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Then he's like, something's going on. It's so hilarious. He's like, I've talked to the New York mayor. I'm going, and I'm like, you know something's going on, right? He doesn't. man. Which I think is a lot of his campaign strategy. It's like this unsaid fear of the other, like just this malaise you try and tap into, like minorities, and you know something's going on, you know.
Oh my god.
Well, there's that. I think it's 20 hours of the song's called "What's Up," yeah. But it's He-Man.
Oh yeah.
He-Man set to the song "What's Up," and it's, hey, what's going on?
Oh man.
And it goes on for 20 hours.
20 hours.
Trump's campaign's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Unbelievable.
It is amazing.
Any other topics? I actually have a.
Do you have a vendor scum for this week?
A decent vendor scum today.
All right, let's do it.
Hang on. We need
I know this is
like a do 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 do.
It's been vendor scum of the week.
It's been kind
of
slow. I'm not sure if it's because my spam filter, or it's just the new year. But
I've been checking your spam for you.
So
shit for you. But go ahead. Yeah.
So I got an email today from this vendor. It says, I apologize in advance if you receive this email both today, yesterday, and the day before.
Yikes. Oh, what a dick.
That's awesome. Way to open up.
I apologize if you've received this every day for the past 365 days.
And the day before.
But he follows up, he goes, we were having mail server issues. So
I like them already.
I didn't mean to send you every day this week.
I wasn't sure if they're getting delivered to you.
Yes.
So
this guy's awesome.
All right.
That's all I have to say about this guy. It's hilarious.
You're blocking your shit already. Yeah. He made
I'm sorry if I sent you 10 emails, but I wasn't sure if our mail server issues were causing the problem.
Yeah.
So I like his honesty, but I like, you know,
God, I hope
we're on to him.
The force be with you in the next three sentences.
All right. Well, I have like a little sidecar.
Oh, please. Yeah, join in, please. Scum. Yes. Yeah.
And I, well, I've been getting so much spam lately, and I got one today from some company that's pitching enterprise desktop collaboration, and they have a really amazing webinar tomorrow that I should definitely join.
No way.
And I swear to God, I've unsubscribed like 9 times.
Nope.
So I finally just today, on the advice of my attorney and coworker Sean,
attorney,
sent them a
general counsel
and general counsel consigliere. Not to be an asshole, but I feel like I've unsubscribed this email about 1,000 times, and I'm not sure, one, how less relevant to my job it could be, or two, how many less fucks I could give.
Yeah, they replied.
Unsubscribe. And no response yet, so I'm hoping I'm unsubscribed. And we'll see if I get fired over this. I don't know.
The amount of fucks I could give equals the amount of times you've sent me this email.
Our corporation is used to, and still does, send out a daily kind of...
state of the industry, so
exactly,
to speak.
Yes. It's kind of a...
corporate email.
Corporate email. And I used to see the responses that came back... And literally, there would be some times where the guy would be like, fuck you. I don't want your corporate emails anymore.
Unsubscribe.
I love that you don't unsubscribe.
Hashtag,
the thing is, I mean, there's instructions at the bottom. It says, please respond with unsubscribe. And they would not do that. They would just say, fuck you.
I love that, you piece of shit.
The best thing would be for you to respond as the corporate emailer that says, fuck you, not accepted.
Yeah. Would it kill you to learn something, asshole? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Read the bottom of the email.
We asked you to say unsubscribe, not fuck you, asshole.
Yeah. Oh, well. Some people get so upset about
global comms.
Emails.
Global comms are so fun.
There were some people...
You live in a magical world, John.
Remember when there were some people that were actually in a office in the Southwest?
Oh, yeah.
But we created them in the Northeast office. Sure. They may have a bar in their office.
Oh, God. Just saying New York and Dallas.
Yeah, so New York and Dallas.
They're two fucking cities.
And so our New York office was sending out communications about... yoga.
There's a party in the bar in New York, everybody.
Yeah.
And the guy in Dallas is like, fuck you, I don't give a shit, I can't get there. And the guy's like, unsubscribe.
I don't care about the yoga that's going on right now.
Don't care, New York. Fuck you, I'm in Dallas.
They were very upset.
Stop sending me this shit.
Yeah, hear about the bar in New York. Great.
He's a legend. Hilarious. Does he even work for us anymore?
I don't know.
Do we know? We should look him up.
But I mean, see, people get really upset about extra email, which I could see like a spam email. But
I don't understand why people get so upset about it. It's so easy to ignore.
It's so easy.
I mean, it's
to
one
ignore.
Thing if you're getting inundated with it, you know, maybe.
No,
and it
you know, here's
looks
the problem.
Like real email.
I think that guy in Dallas really wanted to go to the bar, and he couldn't. And
yeah,
he's
that's
like,
a different
you know
thing. I feel.
Stop
yeah.
telling me I can go to the bar, yeah. you fucker. I have an alcohol addiction.
That's
and
right.
I really want to fucking have beer.
It's 95 degrees
I
here right now,
and I can't. That's what I think happened.
Not every office is a bar, which is would be nice, but
God. If only the office we did this podcast from had beer.
That would be How much time do we have left, Dion? What are we at? What do we need to fill?
What do we need to fill?
Well, I was going to put somebody on the spot to tell a story if we, but we might already
if
be at
I
an hour.
If I told you had to do 23 minutes, what would you say?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gavin, I was going to put you on the spot to tell a story. Well, no, because you mentioned that I was your attorney.
Correct.
And, one area where I would advise you against is some of the requests you've gotten from family members to use your IT skills for them, and maybe you could share that story with you, Craig. Because I like, and I could just to make it easier to launch into. It's funny how people, you know, people in the IT world, you know, they have a kind of understanding what we do here, you know, and then maybe some of our job involves security. Okay,
sure.
And then it's funny, like, you know, I also do stand-up comedy, and stand-ups are
what?
Basically airheads who don't know anything about computers, and they're amazing with the way, like, somehow the stories have snowballed through all their stupidity about what I do for it. Like, I remember meeting a comic at an open mic one night, and he goes, I heard you like can just like turn off the internet. That's how good you are with computers. And I'm like, yeah. You know.
I mean,
I mean, I know where the off button is on the internet.
You tell me your password, I can shut your internet down. Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
And, yes. You know, like they'll ask me if I hack banks and you know like that kind of stuff just for fun.
Love
you
it.
Know?
Roll yeah. that shit.
And it's hilarious, but you've had some of those kind of experiences too, right?
Yeah, and it is funny how people have literally no idea. And what I do here is, I do like front end development, so like I could probably tell you about cross site scripting and SQL injection and things like that, and you know, but I can't, you know, get into like a corporate intranet and then hack someone's like file server or something, or you know
you start with password pussy and you see where it goes.
Dirty pussy coffee gets you pretty deep.
I mean, look, I got some rainbow tables laying around and dirty pussy's in there, but it's for some hashes. But so you know, like, okay, so my parents have always kind of thought I was a hacker, and I used to do this like I used to do some reverse engineering of old school video game code, like 6502. So like I'm kind of familiar with the general concepts and stuff, but I've never hacked before in my life. I got in trouble once in middle school because I was like poking around in registry files or something, and the computer people didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so they like assumed I was trying to hack something.
Fuck you, Windows.
He's hacking us.
Yeah, fuck you, Windows.
Like, taking us down.
Fuck you.
I was editing like a group policy file or I don't even know what the fuck I was doing. So like I've gotten suspended before from school for what they thought was hacking.
Ooh.
So like I guess like my myth in my family is that I'm some kind of hacker.
Love it.
So I randomly like a couple months ago get this text from my dad who thinks I'm some kind of genius, like I could probably turn off the internet, and it was like inappropriate because number one, I don't have any of those skills, and like the way he was asking it was just so wrong, and then number two, it's probably a crime. He basically said, get this random text from my dad. It's like, Gavin, I need some help. I need you to delete some files from a remote hard drive as part of a lawsuit. Text me back. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do with this?
And I need the next season of Game of Thrones downloaded immediately.
Also, my printer's not working.
Yeah. Printer's not working. My iPhone is fucking, like, you know, I can't get on the internet, and I want next season of Game of Thrones.
I'm going to roll my chair over to my, like, you know, 550-inch monitors, like the CSI station that I've got set up or something, and then, like, well, all right, let's go to town. Let's get more.
Delete Dad's hard drive. Go.
Who is Kylo Ren's ancestry? Go.
Hold on. I'm releasing the worm right now, Dad. Do you have the bank account ready? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, fucking Jack Bauer is ready for you to, like, fucking engage. Let's go, Dad. Chloe. So come on.
I might have just let that one go. I'm not sure if I responded to that.
Right now.
That's almost like the kind of responses I would get from my parents John, it says we have to put a credit card in and okay, what should we do? I'd be like, don't respond. Don't respond to that one.
Yeah.
My parents called me a few weeks ago. My dad thinks, you know, he's at that age where he thinks everybody's out to get him, you know? And he's like, first of all, they're both on the line. He's like, Sean, the Russian hackers got me. That's like opening words.
All right. Those fucking socialists.
says I got to enter a credit card. If they, my password's whole thing's encrypted. I need a password. I've read about this. That a sheriff's department in Alabama can't even access their evidence, Sean. I'm fucked. What do I do? And I'm like, you know. And then my mom's on the other end, and she's like, is Cora walking? Like, you know, so like I have my mom.
Oh, my beautiful
mom
baby.
Questions.
Oh,
like,
my beautiful baby. Doing? Yes.
And then I'm like, Dad, have you rebooted the computer? Like, don't put any credit card information. Have you rebooted it? He's like, I have. It doesn't work. I'm like, all right, we'll try safe mode. Is she booting it? She's like, well, I just think she's like, my mom's now like back. Like, I've seen the photos on Facebook. I think she's a cute little baby. And then she changes her voice. She goes, I don't think your dad's actually restarting this. I don't think he knows how to turn it off.
Shaw, we're fucked. The Russians got us. There's no time to restart.
Dad, like, can you just, like...
The robots are going to kill your father.
Hold the power
help
button
us
down for 5 minutes. And what it was is it was... he probably went to some website that maybe got hacked.
Oh, shit.
And it brought up one of those. It opened up a new window, full screen window that you can't close on your browser.
Sure.
That looks like a desktop and says you're encrypted and everything.
Yeah,
and he didn't realize he was looking at a browser window.
Right.
And he thought he was rebooting his computer and he wasn't.
Yeah. My parents, their financial advisor used to send them their statements in PDF.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a reader. So their advisor told them, download the reader. And you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And my dad went to Adobe's site.
Yeah.
And bought the entire suite. Like, he bought the...
$275.
My advisor's fucking me.
He just
$275
he bought the entire Adobe,
worth of Adobe Creative Suite.
Like, $500 suite so he can read his PDFs. Yeah.
Do I need Firefly? Yeah. I don't know, but I got it.
So I had to make the call. Like, I had to do the walk of shame back to Adobe. Yeah. Like, okay, my dad is 65 years old.
Just needed to open a PDF.
He just
fuckers
wanted to get the reader.
I wonder how much money they've made off.
Oh
of
my
that,
God,
you know?
They have to have made a decent
could you
amount
please
off
refund
that
him his $500 because he did not need the entire suite. And they did. I mean, they were good about it. Because I'm sure they get it all the time.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? Good for you on Adobe. Good for you, Adobe.
My favorite part about those full screen, like, you've been hacked and pay our ransom to decrypt your hard drive is that, like, they haven't, a lot of them haven't kept up with the time. So you're
yeah, there's still Windows 95, like, backgrounds
yeah,
and
exactly,
everything like
yeah
that. Yeah.
So, like, this is clearly a different operating system. Yeah. And I'm sure nobody notices.
Oh, man.
Because you could actually detect that in the browser, or you could make an educated guess.
You could, yeah.
You could look at the user agent and make a better guess for that.
You could. You know what? I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go help these guys out. Are they hiring some UX experts?
I guess that did... my dad was right. That did happen to, like, some sheriff's department.
Oh, really?
Where, you know, they... Yeah, they got hacked and everything was encrypted and they, like, weren't backing up, you know. And all their evidence was, like, on the same machine, you know,
or
like, you know, like, they didn't have multiple, you know, machines. Yeah, they had to pay the ransom. They had to, like, do like, oh yeah, mayor, we're gonna need an extra $20,000. Well, Hank was supposed to be backing the damn thing up.
That is amazing. It always, well, it doesn't anymore, but it used to amaze me how incompetent government was at IT and computers in general. And that was
yeah, I will say, you know, you go to some corporations that aren't much better. I mean, even us once, I think we found, didn't we find that somebody just, like, unplugged the backup machine that was running in one of our server rooms?
Oh.
And it turned out we were never, God, like, our backup process would finish, but, like, it just disappeared into the ether.
Okay. There was a history of
we had a bunch of problems with backup
not getting backed up for numerous months over multiple years.
Yeah, because it's one of those problems where you don't always notice it until you're
screwed. They lost their job because they weren't backing up the data they were supposed to. So, I mean, yeah.
But yeah, like, government can be bad. But I don't know. I'm no longer convinced. We're just better at opening tickets in the private world. We don't actually do anything. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I will say, I guess, just not to like walk that statement back, but I guess around the time that I was figuring out government's incompetent, I was also figuring out there are adults who are incompetent, because I kind of had this idea that you're an adult and like you're probably good at your job, and then I realized that was not the case.
That was a huge eye opener for me when I started in IT.
Is that because you both work with me?
No, but I thought, like, when I remember coming out, I was a philosophy major, and I thought, like, you know, I didn't really have as much of a computer. I figured out people were going to have more of a computer background than me. And I thought everyone would be at a minimum as smart as me, and I would be struggling to catch up. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember like the first meeting this lady, it was, how do you pronounce that old middleware between C and Java? It was a Corba project. Corba, is that it, Dan?
Corba.
Yeah, I was doing Corba, which is like this middleware standard for exchanging information between like C APIs and Java or whatever. It's just like a middleware structure. Hmm. It's almost like XML, where it's more contract than a language. And I'm like, oh man, you know. So I'm reading up on it, and like, I just remember, not to be judgmental about people who believe in these kind of things, but you know, I get up and I you know, I sort of say what I'm looking to do, and the lady goes, phew. She's like in charge. She goes, that was mostly over my head. And she goes, she goes, what's your sign? I'm like, what? She goes, what's your sign? And I'd be like, are you talking about like zodiacs? Yeah. You know? And I'm like, I think I'm a Libra. She goes, ooh, we're going to have a hard time. I'm like, oh, I remember thinking, this is this is a project manager at Ernst & Young where I got hired. And I'm like, and I remember thinking, I'm like, in my head right there, I'm like, I think she's dumb.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, wow. And it was just like such an eye opener to me. And it's not that she proved not to be dumb, but like, she wasn't like a genius, you know, or anything. Like, it's an eye opener that it's like everything in life. Like, it's just people from all over the spectrum of intelligence,
right?
And
yeah,
competence, you know.
Wow.
But I just love that as an open, like, being so confident. To this day, I don't think I would be confident enough in my abilities to ask somebody a zodiac sign as my opening question. Like, you would have to be like a known genius.
Right, yeah. So in our 9 years working together, Sean, where do I fit?
What did that? Oh, you're very cob. Well, your problem is you don't know how to say no. Oh. I've always told you that.
I thought you meant a zodiac sign.
Oh, you're a zodiac sign. I don't know.
In your what crazy sign are you? Serial killer, you know, form.
I could see you getting asked what's your sign a lot in meetings after you lose your top. Like, geez, Louise. Venus must be in retrograde with the way this guy's going off.
My sign is fuck you in the ass. Give me the
face.
Shut the fuck up.
This guy just made three people at the meeting cry.
I've never heard the word fuck so many times.
What is your sign? I don't even know what my sign's supposed to, I don't even know what, like, what my sign means.
I mean,
do you guys know what your signs mean?
Is that Capricorn? Is that like
I know what my sign is, but I don't know. I know like the symbol is weights for Libra, and I don't know if that is supposed to mean I'm even-handed, but
you're
I don't.
Balanced. You're balanced. You're very balanced.
But I don't know if that's what they're actual. Well, but they have additional traits. They're always like, ooh, you know, you're clever, but you'll lie, you know, and stuff like that. I don't know what the traits are.
Well, I heard once that you take your sign, and you go to the following sign, and that's more the zodiac that you should read, the horoscope you should read.
Okay.
So I'm Aries, but I really should read Gemini.
All right.
Because Gemini is more appropriate for, because somewhere along the line, you know, Mars drifted or something, and the whole thing got askew.
Interesting. I didn't know that. So I don't know what's after Libra. I don't know him well enough. Supposedly that's an old bouncer trick for figuring out if you have a fake ID or not.
Oh, really?
What's your sign? You know, and like, you might have the birthday of the fake remembered, but you may not have the zodiac sign remembered.
I'm Capricorn. I'm a goat. I'm responsible. I'm a leader. Blah, blah, blah. That's my thing.
What are you, Gavin?
I'm an Aries, but I lived my whole life a lie thinking I was a Pisces because I'm like right on the day. March 21st. Yeah, I'm right on the cusp. So.
Well, no, but now Dan's saying you're, you know.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm technically a Taurus.
You know, and maybe that's all different, you know, when you're on the cusp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that used to be real popular in. Remember, like the newspaper? That would be like, like a prominent section of the old print newspaper would be the horoscope,
right?
And like what the different signs are doing.
How did they ever go out of business?
Libra, I'm a Libra, which is diplomatic, graceful, peaceful, idealistic, hospitable, but I'm also superficial, vain, indecisive, and unreliable. Why I'm not indecisive.
And I'd say that you're pretty graceful, especially under pressure, like driving off of cliffs or walking off of houses.
Well, I can be great. I'm only graceful under intense pressure. But you would like at room temperature, I'm just kind of a jackass.
That's great.
All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up because people are getting called out of this room, and I think we actually have to do a build here any moment.
Oh, jeez.
Well.
Yeah, you know, we need a production employ to happen in about the next 20 minutes.
Stage, but. Not production, but we always say, you know, sometimes here, stage is the new prod.
I like it. I like
because of how many teams are in there.
There are so many people who depend on our stage environment. It feels like prod.
I will say this, back in the day before our monitors got bad or got good.
Yep.
We would be notified of a stage outage before a prod outage.
Really?
Because, like, just how many people were QCing constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Versus, like, and our systems weren't as widely used in prod back then as they are now. So I guess that's good that now we know of a prod outage.
It
just as,
is.
And that people like
nice
to use our systems now.
That we have a lot of people looking at a lot of our new code and telling us when it's shit. So it's good. The only thing we didn't touch on was how ISIS is cutting salaries and how unions could come into play for ISIS. But,
tough time. They got to come together and collectively bargain.
I liked your line, Dion, that you said maybe even ISIS is listening to Bernie Sanders. Was that you? You know, he's sparking a movement. And
feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
ISIS, feel the burn.
The top 1% of terrorists are taking home all the wealth combined with the last 98%.
They're taking home all the wealth.
These guys are out there suicide botting themselves. No money to show for it.
There's no upward mobility. It's
no
really
upward
sad.
Mobility.
There really is no upward mobility, whether you're ISIS or the middle class.
These Goldman Sachs lawyers are in bed with ISIS.
I think 2016 is going to be an amazing year. We're going to see some crazy crap.
I think so, too.
I really, you know, no matter how it ends, I feel like we're going to take a crazy roller coaster ride politically, socially, economically.
I think it's end times, man. It's end times. Did you see?
I wouldn't say end times.
Did you see the weather report that came out today, though, in 2015 and how it's the hottest year on record by an enormous margin? And 2014 was the previous record setting.
Yes.
Like the global warming. Like it is.
No. And global warming is bullshit, Sean. And anybody who thinks it is full of shit.
Yeah.
I am very conservative in my beliefs on this, and I believe global warming is garbage.
I don't even care because, I don't know, I just don't care. Fuck the kids.
I'm joking. There is absolutely global warming. Our industry needs to fix their shit, and our entire globe is at jeopardy.
Everybody needs transformation. I think that's a good note to go on.
Open up a ticket for global warming. Don't worry, we have a ticket open.
Yes.
With the United Nations.
So the way I want to end this podcast is...
God, could I open up a ticket?
If you feel your climate is too warm, open a ticket. We're the Worldwide IT Guys. Have a good week.